news stories. The approximate length of this recording is 8 minutes.
News. Moving autumn-winter forward online. As we continue to adapt and deliver much-needed services for people with sight loss, especially those disproportionately affected by coronavirus, we need your understanding and support more than ever. We've been looking at how to get the best value for our supporters' amazing generosity as we face the challenges and financial implications presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. We are therefore proposing to send the autumn-winter 2020 edition of Forward out only in its accessible alternative formats, large print, braille, and audio CD. If you usually receive the standard print version and we have your email address, we'll simply email you a link to Forward on our website, www.guidedogs.org.uk/forward, instead of posting you a copy. For the many who receive Forward by email already, there will be no change. If we don't have your email address, or you're not sure, please contact our supporter care team on 0800 953 0113. Tell us what you think. We value your views on our plans for this magazine, so please let us know by emailing forward@guidedogs.org.uk. Volunteer voices groups will also be consulted. Local Volunteer Awards 2020. Who will you nominate? Our local volunteer awards recognise the outstanding work carried out by our amazing volunteers. This year, the award categories are based on our new Guide Dogs behaviours. Our behaviours capture the essence of what it is to be Guide Dogs people, whether you're a staff member or a volunteer. The behaviours are both new, yet they're rooted in our heritage. They're designed to reflect how we are, but also how we aspire to be. The awards categories are person-centred, expert, optimistic, partner, lead by example, and engage. You might have noticed that the first letter of each category spells out the word people. You can find a full explanation of these categories, plus examples to help you, on our website. Go to www.guidedogs.org.uk and search for local volunteer awards. You can also make nominations via the website, and the closing date is midday on Thursday, the 30th of July, 2020. Included here is a photograph of a Guide Dogs volunteer wearing a polo shirt with the new Guide Dogs logo. Couple dedicate 40 years to volunteering for Guide Dogs. A couple from Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire have been presented with a long service award for volunteering for Guide Dogs for 40 years. Lynn and Edward Buckley, who are both Guide Dog owners, were given the award in January. Lynn started volunteering for Guide Dogs in 1979 after becoming a Guide Dog owner. She said, "It was a big trauma when I lost my sight, particularly as I was only 19. When I was partnered with my first Guide Dog, Bunty, she gave me my independence back and I wasn't relying on anyone else to take me out. I started volunteering for Guide Dogs as a fundraiser because I knew firsthand what a worthwhile organisation it is." Lynn and Edward are part of the Scunthorpe Group, which has raised nearly £300,000 for Guide Dogs to date. Edward got his first Guide Dog, Rolo, in 2017, and Lynn is currently with her fifth Guide Dog, Ice. Edward said, "You could write a book about our time fundraising. We've seen people as kids donating who are now married with their own children. It's not so much volunteering for us, it's a way of life." Included here is a photograph of Lynn and Edward Buckley at a Guide Dogs collection with their German Shepherd Guide Dogs, Rolo and Ice. Meet our first litter of 2020. Our first future life changers to be born in 2020 were a litter of 9 adorable white labradoodles. The pups arrived at 3:08 p.m. on the 2nd of January to Guide Dog mum Emma and dad Ulster at a volunteer's home in Warwickshire. Here are the stories of 4 of the litter, all named by our incredible supporters. River. Staff at Morrison's Newlands branch in Glasgow chose River's name after holding events, including a static cycle challenge and a sponsored dog walk. The store is one of a group across the west of Scotland, raising more than £80,000 for us. Pancho. Daniel Roberts from Somerset qualified for his first guide dog, Luna, last year. Daniel, a cabaret singer, fundraised at his venues while sharing his sight loss story. Pancho is named in memory of Daniel's late father-in-law. Rowley. Tatherham High School, near Norwich, chose us as their charity of the year and fundraised to name two puppies, including Rowley. Jasper. Named by Kevin House from Gloucestershire, who cycled from Land's End to John O'Groats. Kevin chose the name Jasper in memory of his pet Westie. Included here are photographs of guide dog puppies River, Pancho, Rowley and Jasper. £1 million helps to change lives. Guide Dogs fundraising group Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk has reached an amazing fundraising milestone, £1 million. The group began after volunteer Mike Clark contacted his local Guide Dogs fundraising officer for the area, Tony Castleton. Mike wanted to set up a trust fund in memory of his late wife Sue, who had sight loss but was unable to have a guide dog. Spotting that there was a good chance to set up a fundraising group in the area, Tony persuaded Mike to become chairman, and the first committee meeting was held at a branch of Barclays Bank on the 5th of March 1981. Mike is now president, having relinquished the role of chairman after 38 years to his wife Hazel. Since 1981, there have been more than 90 committee members, all playing an important part in helping to raise funds. Included here is a photograph of members of the Bury St Edmunds fundraising group with a display cheque for £1 million. Remembering Major General John Groom. Former Director General of Guide Dogs, Major General John Groom, died in November 2019 at the age of 90. Born in Hagley, Worcestershire, on the 9th of March 1929, Major General Groom went to King Charles I Grammar School in Kidderminster and then Rugby College of Engineering. He was a keen scout in his youth and became a King's Scout. Major General Groom had a long and distinguished career with the British Army. He had postings in Egypt, Singapore, Malaya and Cyprus, in addition to fulfilling various important roles in the UK. He was appointed MBE in 1963, then advanced to CBE in 1975 and made CB in 1984. He joined Guide Dogs in 1983 after his retirement, where he remained Director General until 1989. Paying tribute, Graham Kensett, who started working for Guide Dogs in 1984, said, "I remember Major General John Groom very well. He was very much people-focused and insisted on visiting all of Guide Dog sites on a regular basis. He had a remarkable memory and seemed to be able to recall most team members' names after their introduction. I was sad to hear that he had passed away."